Would you turn with me in the Old Testament to the book of Zechariah? Message of encouragement this morning. I trust it will encourage you, that the Lord will help us in this Christian journey, because we all face problems and trials and difficulties and tribulations, some greater, some smaller. And it always seems like things take quite a while to be resolved. Things take time. And that's something in our humanity is very difficult for us to deal with. But as I think of this passage in Zechariah, he was called to Haggai to encourage the people. They returned from captivity to rebuild the temple. It was just a remnant, 50,000 people, I believe, that just were called to rebuild the wall in the temple. And it had been 70 years or so, I believe, that they, when they were taken away, and now they are all, you know, had families. A lot of people didn't leave and come back. But this remnant came back. They were called by God. I believe that. They were called by God. And in this passage, in the fourth chapter, if you'll turn with me, just a couple verses, because it speaks volumes. It's something that took place in the Old Testament, but there's a spiritual connotation for us today to look forward to it. The scriptures I know we're familiar with. It says, sixth verse, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, still shouting, with shouting, crying, Grace, grace unto it." I want to stop the reading right here. They were called to rebuild the temple. A daunting task. A daunting task. We are called to build a spiritual temple in our lives, to build that spiritual temple with the help of the Holy Spirit, to build that temple, a spiritual edifice unto God. And we as individuals make up part of the spiritual temple that is built up to serve, to worship Jesus Christ. And here they had many problems, as we read in the scriptures, to overcome. It was just a remnant. They met much opposition. There were people there that were trying to discourage and dissuade them. And they had a rough time in building. And I know at times they got discouraged, but God inspired the man of God to encourage the people and to call them to labor and call them to look forward and to continue on in the building process. And the Lord is calling us in the building process, calling us to draw closer to him, calling us to hold on to our faith, praise God, because things in front of us sometimes seem like mountains. Unresolved situations in families, illnesses, whatever, situations on our job, situations that come against us in the life events, and they seem like mountains. They seem like overwhelming. And times we can get discouraged, and times we can say, Lord, I don't know. I just, Lord, are you hearing? Lord, do you see me where I'm at? And I believe the word of God is speaking to us this morning, not by might, nor by power. Oh, praise God. Not by the act of Congress, not by wishful thinking, not by positive thoughts, not by activities of mankind, not by our actions, but by the Spirit, praise God. The Spirit is the one that empowers us in our life, praise God. The Spirit is the one that keeps us true. The Spirit is the one that causes us to get up in the morning and say, Lord, I'm trusting you.
I'm believing your promises, oh God, in spite of what I see, in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the things that are discouraging me, Lord, I'm looking above, I'm looking at you, and I see victory, praise God, I see deliverance. Oh, praise God, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, who art thou, O great mountain? Who art thou, O great mountain, O obstacle right now? In the name of Jesus, you're going to become a plain. In the name of Jesus, praise God, you're going to be brought down. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name this morning. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father, help us. The Holy Spirit is power. Jesus told his disciples before to tarry in Jerusalem, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The power that we need in our lives, the power to stay the course, the power to trust the Lord, the power to say, I'm believing God's promises that are yea and amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. I know we have prayers for our loved ones. I know we have situations in our lives. I know people go through some difficult straits in life. And there's only one power that can deliver us. Only one power that can bring us through. The sister gave an eloquent testimony of how her life started out in such a tough way and how the enemy tried every which way to discourage. But oh, thank God. God made a way. Praise the Lord. She didn't know it. We don't know it sometimes. But God is already working on our behalf. Praise the Lord. He's already seen ahead of us. Oh, praise God. He knows the future. He knows what's ahead. And he said, don't worry. I've got this. I'll make the way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Who art thou? Oh, great mountain. Oh, great fear. Oh, great depression. Who are you in the face of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who has all power this morning. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. I love what the scripture says. Encouragement to us. Isaiah writes, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Talking figurative language, but he's talking about spiritual walk in our lives. The valleys we go through, the mountains we climb, praise God. Oh, he'll make a way where there is no way, glory to God. He's made a way for us to be here this morning, praise the Lord. And he will continue, praise God. Isaiah also writes, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Oh, hallelujah. I love that this morning. The Lord is going before us. The Lord is ahead of us. Praise God. You're not out there by yourself. You may seem like it. The enemy will tell you that. The enemy will whisper in your ear. Now what? The enemy's going to say, well, look, you're praying. Nothing's happening. Do you see any good? You're trusting, Lord. How long have you been praying? How long have you been trusting? God says, I'm going before you, praise God, and I'll make a way. You see, God's timetable is different than our timetable. His timing is different than ours, praise God. His mind, he's so far above us. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts, praise God. We see it through finite eyes, but he sees it through the infinite, praise God. He already saw the beginning from the end, and the end from the beginning. He sees it all, my brother and sister. Oh, praise God. I love what the psalmist says in Psalm 139. If I could just take a moment and turn to it. He says, just hang on with me a minute. Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written, which is con-
continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Before I was born, Lord, you had a plan for me. Before I even was a twinkle in my father's eye, before that even happened, praise God, you already had my life planned out. You had it in the palm of your hand, and you orchestrated all the things in my life to be here this morning. You went before me, praise God. You prepared the way. You moved people into certain positions that I would come in contact. You put me in a place where I would find you. Oh, praise God. And now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He is so good this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Isaiah writes, I will make all my mountains, I will make all my mountains a way, and my highway shall be exalted. Jesus spoke in Matthew, and he says, he answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. These are not idle words. This is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ speaking truth to you and to I. If you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you're going to say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be cast into the sea. We're not talking about talking physical mountains being cast into the sea. He used that as an illustration. The mountains in our lives, the things that weigh us down, the things that hinder us, the things that discourage us, the things that rob us from our praise, the things that steal our victory. Oh, praise God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh great mountain, be removed right now. Oh my God. Oh healing, come upon my brothers and sisters. Oh deliverance, come upon my brothers and sisters. Oppression, be removed in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Speak to the mountain. Speak it in the faith. Speak it in the name of Jesus this morning. Oh praise God. Oh great mountain, who are you? We see the obstacles and we magnify them. And that's our humanity. I'm right with you. Our mind crosses bridges. Our mind defeats us because we step out of faith and we go into fear. And we look at what could happen and what's not happening. And we're praying and nothing's happening. Nothing's going to change. And the enemy's saying it's not working. The enemy's saying we're going to be lost. The enemy's saying it's over. You might as well stop praying. And we lose our praise and we lose our victory and we lose our communion. And God says, look beyond what you see. Yes. Praise God. The devil is a liar. Yeah. He's a liar this morning. Praise God. Because there's victory in Jesus. Praise God. I love what Paul wrote. He just seems to back that up. In the way I look at that scripture, scriptures we're so familiar with. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can think or ask.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Then he doesn't stop there. By what? By the power that worketh in us. Who's doing it? The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit. Not by might, nor by power. But by my spirit saith the Lord of hosts, Holamaya Shanda, Hilala Mahakaya Sandahaya. Oh, my brother and sister this morning. I feel so encouraged in the word this morning. Oh, Lord, remove the mountains in our lives. Help us, Lord, to see the mountain is gone. As leveled, praise God. Oh, my God. You've been praying for a loved one a long time. And there's no hope in sight. No even crumbs from the table. Time to say, Lord, in spite, I'm trusting you.
Yes.
I'm believing you. I'm believing your word. I'm believing the encouragement I feel from the Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, help me, praise God.
Amen.
Lord, break the bondage in my loved ones and break the chains that hold them back or her.
And bring them to the foot of the cross. Oh, praise the Lord. Able to do. Not just above.
Not just exceeding above. But exceeding abundantly above. That's our God. More. He's more than enough, we just say.
Yes. Amen. More than enough. He's so much more. My God is awesome this morning. Amen. Amen. My God has power this morning. Yes. Praise God.
Lord, help me. Help me, oh Lord, to believe. Yes.
Help me to believe. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, give me faith to wait. Prayers don't get answered instantaneously. Not many times. Once in a while, they do. But it seems like God
allows us to be in that position of wait. We may speak the word, feel the promise, feel the victory, but the victory hasn't come yet.
And in that waiting, you know what's taking place?
It's not that we're waiting and just, you know, frittering away time. There's an expectation in that waiting. There's an activity in that waiting. We're calling on God. We're believing God. We're praising Him.
I love what the scripture says in Philippians. Pardon me. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation, your forbearance, your considerateness, your humility, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And here, if you go back a verse or two, it talks about two sisters that apparently had in this letter, he says they must have had a disagreement. He says, Euodias and Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. He says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Time to put away the differences. Time to put away the little petty things. It's time to unite in love and believe for the promises of God, because we've got loved ones that need Jesus. We have situations that need to be solved. We have healings that need to come forward. Amen. Put them aside. The Lord is at hand. Lord's calling us. Oh, church, come on. Church, you get caught up in little things, a time to get together and believe the promises that are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Be careful for nothing. Don't let anxiety, don't let anxiousness get a hold of you. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Oh, hallelujah. You see, thanksgiving has got to be a part of prayer. It's not just asking, Lord, deliver, Lord, heal, Lord, reach. But with thanksgiving, what has the Lord done? Certainly, pardon me. Certainly, the Lord has done something for us to praise Him for. Certainly, He has brought us to this very point, not through our own strength, not through our own abilities, but through His power, praise God. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And I like this part. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we lay it on the altar and we just launch out and say, Lord, this is too big for me. This is more than I can solve. This is something I don't know how you're going to handle it. But here it is. It's not mine anymore. It's yours. I'm laying it here, and I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to believe. I'm going to hold on. And the peace of God will keep your minds and souls through the Christ Jesus. One last scripture. I don't feel to prolong this morning. pardon me. In Hebrews, I love this passage. This is, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Remember, church, we have a high priest that's gone on before us that was tempted and tried more than we will ever be, more than we will ever experience, more than we can ever imagine, yet without sin. He knows your heart, your needs, your infirmities. He sees every pain. He knows every tear you shed. He sees your heart when it's discouraged, when you're sad, when you're going through something that just you just can't seem to cope with it. A high priest that's gone into heaven, who sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and for me. Praise God. And he says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Thank you, Lord. Sister, brother, would you come forward? I'm going to stop right here. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. I'm so glad the invitation is to come boldly to the throne of grace. Whatever your need, whatever mountain is before you this morning, whatever pain is in your heart, whatever discouragement that you're facing in this life. And believe me, there are many. There are many. We're not isolated. We're not living a life that we're spared from difficulties and trials. It says it rains on the unrighteous and the righteous the same. We have our problems. Following Jesus Christ doesn't mean everything goes smooth. No problems, no issues. No, that's contrary to what we see in the Word of God. But we have a high priest who knows the feeling of our infirmities, who understands us more than we understand ourselves, who has already gone before us, who's already paving the way, who's already seen the situations that we're going to confront. And he stands there and tells us, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You and I need to walk and live in that Holy Spirit. We need to allow that Spirit of God to move within us. We need to be so immersed in the Spirit of God that he guides us and strengthens us, that he causes us to reach out in faith, to have that faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, to say to the mountains in our lives, oh, mountain, be removed. Oh, mountain, get away in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. He is so good this morning. Zechariah, Old Testament, but spoke words of New Testament conviction. Not by might, nor by power. Sometimes I'm amused, really saddened, because some religious organization, churches, they get involved in politics, and we're going to write the congressman, and we're going to petition this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to sign this, and we're going to call our representative, and that's all okay, that's fine. As citizens, we have those rights to exercise. But the Christian has the higher power. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
We go right to the throne of grace.
Amen.
We go encouraged to go to the throne of grace. Come. Bring your problems. Bring your petitions. Something you're holding on to this morning, weighing you down. Something that you want to see in your life. Or maybe you don't have a feeling. Maybe you don't have any anxiety. Maybe you don't have an urgency to get closer to God. Lord, help us this morning. Let your Spirit move in our hearts. Touch us by your power. Witness to our hearts, O God. Jesus said, he is with you, speaking of the Holy Spirit, and shall be in you. When he has come, He'll lead you in all truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit is joy. Lord, help us this morning, not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Do we have a song?